How do I train myself not to judge others?
I feel like Mahatma Gandhi right now. This is a cop-out, but I'm sure most of you know this story when the mother brought the kid to Mahatma Gandhi and said, he eats way too much chocolate. You have to tell him to quit eating chocolate. And Mahatma Gandhi said, okay, but bring him back in a week and I'll speak to him then. And the mother brought the kid back in a week and Mahatma Gandhi said to him, you should not be eating so much chocolate. The mother said, if you were just going to tell him that anyway, why did I have to take him away and then bring him back? And Mahatma Gandhi said, because I myself first had to quit eating chocolate. This is very hard. That's not the answer to the question, but I just need to be honest. Here's what I've done with it. What I've done with it is take Master at his word that we don't have control over the first thought that comes into our minds. Remember I said that, I think, back with question number one, or close to it. But after that, we have to take control. You know, it's so interesting. I never finished that answer. Now, I don't know who's still with us, who was with us at question number one, but I have to interrupt myself because the answer that Jyotish gave to me, did I say this? When he said, tell the person that the instant the thought comes into their mind, right then, they have to start thinking about God. The first instant they find themselves thinking about this behavior that they want to do, that was back a lot of questions ago, right then, try and raise your energy to think about God. May not work, but it might work. Maybe, as I said then, even if it doesn't work all the time, it's the right way to go. So I'm so glad that happened now and not at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. The answer is, for me, the same here. It's all of our practice. It's everything we're doing. The instant we find ourselves judging, the instant we try and jump in and replace that judgment with calm acceptance and joy, with love for that person or that quality or that suit of clothes that you were just judging or the way somebody's eating their dinner or, I mean, let's face it, we could go on and on and on. I was just saying in a talk yesterday, science now knows that we have tens of thousands of thoughts in a day. And the way our brains are wired initially is that 75 to 80% of them are negative. Many of them, judgmental. Meditation begins to change that. It literally changes the neurophysiology, the neurobiology. So that's good news. The truth is, the more we practice means all of our practices, chanting, and energizing, chanting, meditating, saying mantras, affirmation, satsang. The more we do all of that, the less inclined we are to judge, because judgmentalness comes from all of that fearful, emotional, egoic consciousness. There's no judgment in soul consciousness. So the more we bring ourselves to a place of soul consciousness, the less we judge. But whenever we're still judging, we have to develop a practice. This is another practice. Say to yourself, the instant I become consciously aware that I'm judging, I'm going to take myself away from it and into a higher thought. That is not easy, not just because of the awareness, but I, at least, have found that judgmentalness is one of the ways that I make myself feel better. We judge others so that we can feel better about ourselves. I don't do that. Or, oh, look at how they're doing that. It's really all about us. So it's not so easy to give up. That ego has a hold on us. It's embarrassing for me to even have thinking the way I'm thinking right now, some of the ways that I do it. I just feel like, oh dear. But the best I can do, as soon as I'm aware of it, offer it up to God, bring myself back to a place of non-judgmentalness.